Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okul and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Welcome back to the Sweat 7. So we're going to move through an upper body workout today. So really getting into your shoulders, getting into your core. We're going to be starting off with some inchworms and then into your high to low plank before we hold that high plank and then we move into shoulder taps. So a real shoulder heavy section onto your back into some sit-ups followed by bicycle crunches and then back into your press-ups to finish. 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off each exercise. So if you need to, in the middle of each exercise, you can bring onto your knees, shake out through those shoulders. But let's see how we get on. If any of these exercises do not make sense, you know that there are animations for you to check out on at the Sweat7 Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. So once you know what we're doing, we'll start with those inchworms from the top, walking it all the way out to a high plank and then walking it all the way back up to your feet.
8, 7.
We are going in 5 seconds time.
4.
In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So here we go. For your inchworms from the top, we roll chin to chest. We curl all the way down. Hands connect with the mat. Then we walk them out to that high plank. Hold for a second or so and then walk your hands back towards your feet. Roll all the way up. Roll those shoulders back and back through it. So just warming up through the whole body. Through the shoulders, through your neck, through your core, into the hamstrings as well. We've got another 10 seconds on these. So maybe one more all the way out. Holding for a second in that high plank. Bringing it all the way back up for 3, 2, 1. Nice work. 20 seconds here. So we are staying pretty much in your plank position for the next few exercises. High to low plank is coming up next. So from your high plank, down onto your forearms on the left and up, and then same thing on the right. And up, alternating sides in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So high to low plank. I want you to take your time with these. So the main thing here is we're keeping that core really solid, and that means we keep those hips nice and level. So if those hips are swinging from side to side, that means the plank isn't working. Keep that plank really tight. Down, down, up, up. You are just past the halfway point. Like I said, if you need to drop it to your knees, shake those shoulders out, come back to it, that is fine. We're working for another 10 seconds on this high to low plank. Down, down, up, up, in. 3, 2, 1. Good, nice work. So staying exactly where you are for the next couple. We're going to come into a high plank and we are going to hold it for the next 40 seconds. So once we set up, I want shoulders stacked over your wrists. Shoulder blades away from the ears.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Holding that high plank. So make this really active. Pushing the ground away, pulling the shoulders down away from the ears, squeezing your belly button in towards your spine, tucking that tailbone under so everything is active. Your glutes, your thighs, your shoulders, your core. Getting halfway through. So just keep breathing through this, making sure that neck stays nice and long so we're not dropping the head and making the head super heavy. 10 more seconds if you can to hold it here for 5, 3, 2, one. Great work. So shake those shoulders out for 20. We are going to come back to that high plank position for one more here. And we're going to move into your shoulder taps. So once again, core and shoulders doing most of the work here. Keep in that position. Reaching one hand to opposite shoulder in 3, 2, 1. So when you reach the opposite shoulder, place that hand back down and other side. As you know, if any of these don't make sense, check out the videos at the Sweat 7 Pod. And then bring it back here, making sure you keep that core super tight. So we know this position now, right? We know how to make it really active. We know how to keep it nice and stable. We are halfway through. I promise you get to give those shoulders a bit of a rest for the next couple. You are coming onto your back in 10 seconds, so make it count. Reaching for opposite shoulders for just 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well done. Bring it onto your back. We're going to move into some sit-ups now. So feet flat on the floor, knees bent, hands at your temples, or we can have hands on opposite shoulders. And we're just going to crunch all the way up to the top and lower back down in 5 seconds time. 3, 2, 1. Go. Into those sit-ups. So lifting all the way up and lowering back down. Imagining there's an apple between your chin and your chest, so we're just keeping that space. Try not to drop your chin all the way to your chest. As we lift and lower through these sit-ups for another 20 seconds. Enjoying the break that we're getting on those shoulders. Good work into those abs. You've got 10 more seconds on your sit-ups. If you can, speed them up a little bit. Try and get a couple more in. In these last 5 seconds, 3, 2, 1. Great work. Staying on your back, we're going to move into your bicycle crunches. So lower back stays connected with the mat. Hands at your temples, elbows stay nice and wide. We connect opposite elbow to opposite knee.
8, 7.
We are going in 5 seconds time. 3, 2, 1. Let's do it. Let's twist through those bicycle crunches. So we don't have to move super quickly through these today. We're really working on that upper body strength. So just trying to get our form, trying to really engage through that core and finding that range. So extending that straight leg all the way out, twisting your elbow all the way to your opposite knee through these bicycle crunches. You are past the halfway point. So if you fancy upping that pace just a little bit for these last 10 seconds, then go for it. Otherwise, we just focus on that form for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Beautiful work. So we finish this upper body strength set with your press ups, as I always say, on your feet or on your knees, focusing on drawing your elbows back towards your ribs rather than out towards the side.
7, 6.
We're going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Into your push-ups. I want you to focus on the depth of these push-ups today, so I don't care if they're fast, if they're slow. I want you to drop your chest almost to the mat and all the way back up. So 40 seconds of press-ups is a long old time. By all means, stop, shake it out, come back to it once you feel like you're starting to lose form. If you've got perfect form for this entire 40 seconds, then we love it. You've got another 15. Last 10 more seconds. Can you give me 2 or 3 more push-ups? Maybe even 4. Last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Done. That was a heavy upper body set today. I know it's only 7 minutes, but we made that 7 minutes count. So shake those shoulders out, breathe. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you back here very soon for more from The Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.